Blog Talk Radio.
Father God in heaven, thank you so much for this day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I lift up the name of Jesus this morning, and I thank you, God, for showing me that I needed to move forward. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, God. And again, I ask you to increase as I do too, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanking God for this day. Woo! Thanking God for the prayers of the righteous. Thanking God that he loves us. And thanking God for souls saved and lives. We ask God to watch over his children that are still coping with this horrible winter storm that we have just experienced all over the Midwest, all the way up the East Coast. Saw an article pop up that said a couple had been surviving for 15 days from this horrible storm. We have God to pray because our weather is changing. And we got to be ready. We got to understand that life happens and that we must understand that it is God that brings us through. It is God that brings us through. David's family had to deal with frozen pipes and all they had was some propane gas in their home. And they survived by the grace of God. By the grace of God. They were 100 miles from one of the nearest towns by God. So thank God today that he loves you, that he has saved you, and that he is with you, whatever you do. And our word for this morning is let us go speedily to pray before the Lord. We got to speedily pray before the Lord. And I am asking God's forgiveness because prayer every Tuesday. And I didn't go yesterday. And I asked God to forgive me because I needed prayer. And I needed to have God. And I did not. So So I ask God's forgiveness because prayer, corporate prayer, righteous prayer, avail much. And so in the new year, I'm going to make every concerted effort to make it to prayer. To make it to prayer because it does change things. It does change your life. It does change the perspective of how you're living. And so I need it. And I know you all need it as well. So let's get into our word this morning as we have asked our Father God to increase as I decrease, as we decrease. We want God's word to go forth. And so I give it over to God in the name of Jesus. So as we get ready to go through, we only have a few more days of this year, actually. Today is the 28th day of December. We only have to December 31st before we will be have completed this word. Wow. December 31st. We have three more days, the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. Three more days of this Bible, and we will have read the entire Bible in 1 year. The entire Bible in 1 year. I am still amazed at what God can do when we give ourselves over and say, Lord, I do this for you. 1 year. Wow. Let's get back into the word. We are coming out of Zechariah chapter 7 and 9. We're coming of the 148th Psalm, verses 7 through 14, Proverbs 30, verses 29 through 31, and Revelation chapter 18. And again, church announcement, there will be a Saturday morning block. We are going to go out of the year with a word. So there will be a Saturday morning Blog Talk Radio at 7 a.m. on Sunday. I mean, on Saturday. And it may change to 8. I don't know yet, but God may change it to 8 o'clock on Saturday, new beginning. So we will possibly have a 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. I'm not sure yet because God didn't give it to me. But more than likely, it will be 7 to complete the year on the 31st day and on Sabbath. So what a day. Hallelujah. So as we go forth, it says, now in the fourth year of King Darius, it came to pass that the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month. Kaliba, and I'm probably not pronouncing that, Chrislev, when the people sent Sherezeah from Ragima, Milik, and his men to the house of God to pray before the Lord and to ask the priests who were in the house of the Lord of hosts and the prophets, saying, should I weep in the fifth month and fast as I have done for so many years? Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, say to all the people of the land and to the priests, when you fasted and mourned 70 years, did you really fast for me? For me? When you eat and when you drink, do you not eat and drink for yourself? Should you not have obeyed the words which the Lord proclaimed through the former prophets when Jerusalem and the cities around it were inhabited and precious and prosperous, excuse me, and the south and the lowlands were inhabited? Then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, execute true justice. Show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother, Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother. But they refused to heed, shrugged their shoulders, and stopped their ears so that they could not hear. Yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Thus great wrath came from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it happened that just then they would not hear. So they called out, and I would not listen, says the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations which they had not known. Thus the land became desolate after them, so that no one passed through or returned, for they made the pleasant land desolate. God said, why didn't you come to me before everything went down? Why didn't you answer when the prophet spoke to you in Jerusalem? Why did you wait till now? And all the 70 years of captivity, yes, you prayed. But what did he say? And then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, execute you justice, show mercy and compassion. Everyone to his brother, do not oppress the widow or the fatherless. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother. This is a word that we all need today. We hear so many times as we complain as Christians about folks at the border. When God said, what? Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. And yet, we talk a good game. But when it comes down to the reality, we don't walk the walk that we try to talk. And God is going to hold us all accountable when our time comes. And as we begin, it says again, the word of the Lord of hosts came, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Zion with great zeal. With great fervor, I am zealous for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with his staff in his hand, because of great age. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of the people in these days, will it also be marvelous in my eyes, says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west. I will bring them back, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God and righteousness. Thus says the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, you who have been hearing in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets who spoke in the day the foundation was laid for the house of the Lord of hosts, that the temple might be built. For before these days there were no wages for man, nor any hire for beasts. There was no peace from the enemy for whoever went out or came in, for I set all men, everyone, against his neighbor. But now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days, says the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these, and it shall come to pass that just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Do not fear. Let your hands be strong. For thus says the Lord of hosts, just as I determined to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not relent. So again, in these days, I am determined to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Do not fear. These are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace. Let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor. And do not love a false oath. Come on now. Do not love a false oath. I was listening to a group of Christians giving a oath. Said we are not to do that. For all are things that I hate, says the Lord. We got to be careful. We have got to be so careful that we don't fall into the trap of the Antichrist, that we don't fall into the trap of the enemy, because it's easy. He will ease you into things that you don't even want to do. And the next thing you know, you've done something, and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. That was wrong. I should not have been making pledge to man when God says not to do that. I should not have spent that or done that or done this. God sees it all. And we will all be held accountable for our actions. And then the word of God says, then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me saying, thus is the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, the fast of the tenth, shall be joy and gladness and cheerful peace to the house of Judah. Therefore, love, truth, and peace. That's for all of us, to love truth first and peace. People shall yet come, inhabitants of many cities. The inhabitants of one city shall go to another saying, let us continue to go and pray before the Lord. Our word for today, let us continue to go and pray before the Lord and seek the Lord of hosts. I myself will go also. Yes, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. I watched a show yesterday and on YouTube, and it talked about Jerusalem and how in the holiest of cities, scammers are out there taking money from tourists. Here, let me put this red blessing ribbon around your arm, and now I need you to give me $30. I need you to give me $60, double blessing. Or let me give you this map as I steal all the money out of your wallet. Come on now. We got to understand that even in the holiest of holy places, there is evil and deception and false antiquities being sold, and now stolen antiquities from Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, being sold in the black market. We've got to be so careful that even in God's city, people are doing evil things. It says, thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men from every language of the nation shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Easy, claiming to be rabbis. Because people are so wanting it so much to get close to God. We have got to get close to God. Because we are grafted in. All we have to do is go directly to the Father on our knees in prayer, asking forgiveness, asking to be saved, asking to be set free. All we have to do is ask. All you have to do is talk to Daddy God, just like we talk to each other. And it goes on to tell us in chapter 9, we'll do life lessons for 8 and 9 of Zechariah after we finish chapter 9. And it says, the burden of the word of the Lord against the land of Hadad and Damascus is resting place. But the eyes of men and all the tribes of Israel are on the Lord. Also against Hamath, which borders on it, and against Tyre and Sidon. And I believe in King James, it's Tyre and Sidon, though they were very wise. But, and I think it says Tyre built herself a tower, heaped up silver like the dust, and gold like the mirror of the street. Before the Lord will cast her out, he will destroy her power in the sea, and she will be devoured by fire. Ashkelon shall see it and fear. Gaza also shall be very sorrowful. And Ekron, for he dried up her expectations. The king shall perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon shall not be inhabited. A mixed race shall settle in Ashkelon, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. I will take away the blood from his mouth and the abominations from between his teeth. But he who remains, even he, shall be for our God and shall be like a leader in Judah and Akron like the Jebusites. I will camp around my house because of the army, because of him who passes by and him who returns. No more shall an oppressor pass through them, but now I have seen with my eyes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt and a foal of a donkey. Even in Zechariah, they were talking about Jesus. Talking about Jesus. And how can you say Messiah hasn't come when Jesus fulfilled every word that was spoken by the prophet? Do you see the next Messiah coming in on a donkey, a colt, or a bull or a donkey? No, he already told us he's coming from the clouds. Now he said, and that was the word tells us. We got to go to the word of God, and we got to study and read, because God has given us every warning. As we are living in these times, some of the things that are in this book, we are living. We need to understand our time is short before those that hate the Lord take over and tell us you can't say the name of God because there's somebody who will get offended because you said Jesus in public, because you call on the name of the Lord in prayer in public. And my feeling is, get over yourself. I'm going to call on the name of Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to do it. And I will pray and not be ashamed to do it. And if your sensitive ears can handle the name of God, then that's on you. But we got to stop falling down and taking everything because somebody doesn't feel comfortable, because we told the truth. Stand on it. And it tells us in the word of God in chapter 10, I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall keep peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. I have bent Judah, my bow, fitted the bow with Ephraim, and raised up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and made you like the sword of a mighty man. Then the Lord will be seen over them, and his arrow will go forth like lightning. The Lord God will blow the trumpet and go with whirlwinds from the south. The Lord of hosts will defend them. They shall devour and subdue with sling stones. They shall drink and roar as if with wine. They shall be filled with blood like vases, like the corners of their altar. The Lord their God will save them in that day as the flock of his people. But they shall be like the jewels of a crown, lifted like a banner over his land. For how great is its goodness, and how great its beauty. Grain shall make the young men thrive, and new wine the young women. Young women. And as we go back to chapter 7 and 8 and 9 of Zechariah, chapter 7 says, execute true justice, show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother. I'm going to read that scripture again. Again, Zechariah 7 and 9. Execute true justice, show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother. God is not interested in religious observance or sacred rituals apart from a genuine heart, intimate relationship with him. A genuine and dynamic relationship with God leads to naturally to genuine and dynamic relationships with others, in which you seek their best and treat them as you would like to be treated. There's that golden rule, even before the golden rule. You know, I'm saying, Dr. Stanley, put it down. You know, I hear this one commentator say that his grandfather used to say, put it where the ghost can get it. Execute true justice, show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother. Do unto others what I've been doing to you. You want to have true justice. You want to have mercy. You want to have compassion. And we have to give what we want. You want love. You got to give love. You want peace. You got to be peaceful. And as we go into Zechariah 8 and 9, let your hands be strong, you who have been hearing in these days these words by the mouth of the prophet. If you feel weak and need a shot of spiritual strength, determine right now to spend some extended time in scripture. God delights to give us strength through his word, but we have to be taking it in. Are you taking in the word of God today? Are you asking for a closer walk and relationship with the Father? And as we go to Zechariah 8 and 21, which is where our title today comes from, let us continue to go and pray before the Lord. Prayer needs to be continual, God-centered, and personal. Occasional prayers will not cut it. Mere ritual will not cut it. Rote prayers will not cut it. We must daily seek the Lord through a heartfelt prayer. Praying today. Are you lifting up the name of Jesus today? Are you having a conversation with Father God today? You don't have to be in a church setting to pray. You can pray in your bedroom. You can pray on your job. You can pray in your car. You can pray and allow God to come over you. There have been times where I have prayed in my car. Answer me. Where is that? And I will post it on my Facebook page. And I try to put it on my Twitter page. But last Friday, we had a snowstorm on Thursday. And I was on my way to work. And I looked at the side and I could see a partial rainbow. And so when I got to where I had to go, I pulled off the interstate and, you know, turned my car so that I could see fully the entire rainbow. And when I was just clicking pictures, and when I got to where I was going, I looked at it because the sun was so bright, I couldn't actually see what I was taking. I just rolled down the window and just started taking pictures. And what I found was a whole rainbow. But in the middle, it looked like the sun. And then because of the way the rainbow came, it looked like three suns in it. And it looked like, and all I could think of was Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Because the one in the middle almost looked like a cross. It was so beautiful. And all I could think of was how great is our God. You know, I heard the splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. God is so good, and he will give you what you need. We've got to believe that God can and God will do what he says he will do. Zechariah 9:9, your King is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey. We serve a just, humble Savior who doesn't wait for us to make our way to him, but who willingly comes to us. How could we not praise and worship and gladly welcome such a glorious King? What a mighty God we serve. Psalm 148, verses 7 through 14. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people. The praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 30:29-31. There are three things which are majestic in taste. Yes, four which are stately in walk. A lion which is mighty among beasts and does not turn away from any. A greyhound, a male goat also, and a king whose troops are with him. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 18. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority. And the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great is and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached the heaven, and God has remembered her iniquity. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her work in the cup which she has mixed double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and live luxuriously. In the same measure, give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I will sit as queen and am no widow and will not see sorrow. Therefore, her place will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys the merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble, and cinnamon and incense, fragrant oil and frankincense, and wine and oil, fine oil and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and bodies and souls of men. The fruit that your soul longs for has gone from you, and all the things which are rich and splendid have gone from you, and you will find them no more at all. The merchant of these things who became rich by her will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who travel by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what is like this great city? They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, that great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth. For in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found anymore. The sound of harpists, musicians, flautists, and trumpets shall not be heard in you anymore. No craftsman or any craft shall be found in you anymore. And the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you anymore. The light of the lamp shall not shine in you anymore. And the voice of the bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorcery all the nations were deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all who were slain on the earth. Wow, what a word. And I have a life question this morning for you as we go into our life lessons, the revelations. In Revelation, can the devil really make me do it? That's a question. Can the devil really make me do it? The late comedian Flint Wilson may have popularized the catchphrase, the devil made me do it. But this excuse has always been around. We blame Satan since we know he has something to do with the temptation process. But in fact, the devil cannot make us do anything. The Bible says Satan's deceiver is a deceiver. And the father of lies, Satan's only power over us is through manipulation and deceit. If the devil could actually make us do things, then he wouldn't need to go through all the trouble of receiving it when he dangles the right bait in front of us at the right time. Our fleshly desires make it seem as though something is relentlessly drawing us towards sin. But the power does not control us. In each case, we choose to disobey. Did you catch that? The devil didn't make you do it. You chose to disobey. Think of it this way. Imagine yourself standing at the edge of a cliff that drops off into a deep, rocky gorge. Now suppose I walk up to you and say, we have kidnapped a member of your family. If you refuse to jump, your relative will be brutally beaten. Have I made you jump? If you believe my story and you believe that by jumping you can save your family member, I may have made you willing to jump or even anxious to jump, but I have not made you jump. Even if you jumped and you found out on the way to the bottom that I had lied about the whole thing, I still did not make you jump. I simply tricked you into jumping. On the other hand, if I walked up behind you and pushed you, then I made you do something contrary to what you wanted to do. Felt like doing. I even thought about doing. Now think about the last time you felt tempted to sin. Did you suddenly discover that you were sinning? I had sinned. Were you in the process before you ever thought about it? I did it again with a thought, then a feeling, then maybe a little struggle, then the actual sin. Come on now. All up in it. Just as no one else even forced us to bite the fruit, so no one holds you down and forces you to sin. Satan cannot make you do anything, but he will do all he can to deceive you into dishonoring God. And that is why we are thankful God has given us an opportunity to pray and to repent. We fall down, but we get up for a saint who just a sinner who fell down. Thank you, Dr. Don. We fall down, but we get up. And the word of God says in Revelation 18:4, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. God does not want his people intertwined with evil because he wants to bless them, not judge them. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean. Revelation 18:8. She will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges us. Just as God wipes Sodom and Gomorrah with a hail of fire, so he promises to destroy the evil world system, Babylon the Great. At the time of the end, no one can restrain the Lord's hand of judgment. And that is our word for this morning. We have a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, and our prayer this morning, and then lines will be open. What a word this morning. I apologize for the beginning of the show. I did not realize I had my prayer call on my other line. So thank you so much for your patience this morning. Again, we all fall down and fall short. So I do apologize. But this is a word from our sister in Christ this morning. Good morning. When God decides to bless you, he will cause situations to come together in your favor. No matter what others try to do, have a wonderful Wednesday. And as we get ready for our prayer for this 28th day of December, I'm still just in awe that we're on our 28th day. We have 3 more days of the Word of God, and we will have finished the entire Bible in 1 year. I'm about to get out with you guys, so y'all need to pray for me. And it says this for our word for this morning, coming out of Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15, NCV. Perfect Father, can a woman forget the baby she nurses? Can she feel no kindness for the child to which she gave birth? Even if she could forget her children, I will not forget you. Good Father, that title only lightly touches who you are to your children. The kindness with which you see me runs deeper than the roots of the wild fig tree. In the strength of your love, I find my place at your table. As a child of the King, my inheritance is secure. I run to you with my fear and need. I reveal my deepest heartache, knowing that you have what I need to comfort me. And give me this present where my mom and dad fell short in meeting my needs. You fill in and make up for with your perfect parenting. Thank you that we never grow out of needing parental guidance, advocacy, and wisdom. You are the one I have continually come back to, and I won't stop now. You are where I find my true identity. Why would I look somewhere else for something that is absolutely and securely found in relationship to you? Perfect Father, I come today just as I am, knowing that I am fully accepted by you. And the question is, do you believe that God loves you completely, just as you are in this moment? And I can say, I do. And thank you, Father God. That is all I have for this morning. If you have a word from God and would like to speak, the line is open. Mother, your line is open, and I am turning it over to you. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Mother.
We fall down how many times? I'm asking the question.
We fall down, and we fall short every day. And then what does the Lord say? That whatever we have to forgive 70 times 70 and more, right? So we fall
right
all the time. But think about this, Mother. He forgives us every time.
We fall down, but we get back up again. We never stay down. Saints, we never stay
down.
God gives us the ability to always get back up again.
I always think that
we can
when
stay
we
down
fall,
seven times.
And we getting up, that it's God's hand that's pulling us up. They said we fall down, but we get up. For the same as just the sinner who fell down. But I believe that when we fall down, that hand that helps us up is the hand of God. That's the hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Mother, I'm giving it over to you as you
Amen.
Give us a
said, can a woman forget her baby? No. A woman cannot forget her baby. So God can't forget us. He can never forget his children. No matter what we do, God is patient, God is full of mercy, and he can never forget his children. Today is the 29th day, and I'm going to read Psalms 29.
No,
give
today
to
is
the Lord, O mighty woman.
Mom, today is the 28th day.
Okay, today is the 28th day. I got it wrong. Thank you for your correction. I stand corrected.
Yes,
I want to read Psalms 28. It says,
yes,
to you I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Do not be silent to me. At least if you're silent to me, I'll become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary. Do not take me away with the wicked, and with the workers of iniquity who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil was in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the work of their hands. Render to them what they deserve, because they do not regard the works of the Lord. nor the operation of his hand. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people, bless your inheritance, shepherd them also, and bear them up forever. For God, the Lord, is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And when you get up and be joyful, even if you're going through something, you might be going through something today, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. I was telling people for Christmas Day, they say they were so tired, and they were young people, 30 years old. And they kept on howling, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And I'm so tired. I said, girls, girls. It was two young ladies in the 30s, and one young lady was pregnant. One young lady had two babies already. Oh, I'm so tired. I said, no. And you girls got to stop that. I said, I'm just about 80 years old. And to hear you talk about being tired, you're making me tired. And I started them singing the song. I'm not tired. I'm not tired. I'm not tired yet. I'm not tired. I'm not tired. I'm not tired yet. I to keep on singing. And don't stop. I want both of you to keep singing. We had all the people around the table for Christmas singing, I'm not tired. I'm not tired yet. I said, whenever you feel down and tired, I know one of you pregnant and you're sleepy and you're tired, but you have what you say. I mean, that's God's word. You have what you say. You keep on saying you're tired. You're going to make all of us tired. And we're having a beautiful time for Christmas. So they said, well, you know, that's right. And I said, when you go back to Arizona and go back to, I think, Oklahoma, or maybe, I think it's Oklahoma, not New York. I said, you think about what I'm telling you. Keep on saying, I'm not tired, because the words of your mouth, the words of your mouth, you have what you say. That's God's word, and you're speaking power. You can have joy if you feel joyful, even if you feel stressful and tired. You have what you say. And I tell my sister that all the time. She said no medication helps her. And I said, well, Janice, nothing will help you, because you constantly, you say it all the time. In God's word, you are a saint of God, and you will have what you say. So, saints, we have to be careful of what we put out there in the atmosphere. We have to be careful of what we speak. The Lord is my strength and then my shield. He is my protector. The joy of the Lord will give me joy. You have to get up in the morning speaking joyful songs. You have to speak yourself happy. I choose to be happy. Amen. I choose to speak myself happy. I choose. I'm making a quality tour, and I choose to be happy today. I can only do it for 24 hours, because God only gives you 24 hours. So I'm making a tour. And I tell Carolyn all the time, choose to say what you want to be. I mean, a lot of times we don't get up with, hey, I'm up, yay, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. But you can make a quality choice. You can choose something. And my choice is Jesus. I choose to be happy. Even if my body wants to say otherwise, I still choose to be happy, and I make a skip. I do the rapture jump, the rapture leap. I do all that stuff. It might sound crazy to you, but after I'm up and really moving around, I choose this for myself this day. A man told me yesterday, and I thanked him. I said, oh, I'm so cold. He said, look at it this way, ma'am. He said, on your calendar, you only got 90 days until you're going to be warm when you go outside. He said, start marking the calendar right now. And I said, wow, he just made my day for me. He said, because you only got 90 days. And he said, then you're in April, and you're going to be warm when you go outside. I said, wow.
Amen.
I mean, this guy's making good sense. So make a quality choice. Choose Jesus and choose to be happy. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And as we get ready to wrap it up, may the Lord watch between me and peace while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, we pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family. As our mother prays us out, and it is a wrap.
Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this day. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for your love, your kindness. I thank you for forgiveness of sins, normally and unknowingly. I thank you for blessing Carolyn to come back safe, and I thank you for blessing my pastor to be back safe. God, I just thank you that you have ministering angels around all of us and count on all of us, that no hurt or harm or danger will come to us any kind of way. Keep us safe, God. And let us know the joy of the Lord is our strength as we travel up and down the highway. Thank you for having Pastor Bridget bring the word to us. And, oh, God, we are to resist the devil. If we resist that devil, he's got to flee. If we fall down, we got to get back up again. Lord, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for your word. And I give you praise, honor, and glory. I love you, Lord. I love you and I thank you, for you are a breath of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And family, what do we say, Mama? It's a wrap. Why? Because I got to go to work.
Wrap.
And I'm going with a pep in my step and a praise in my heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for another day. Hallelujah. We may fall down, but we get up because we have a Father that's always got a hand leaning down to help us stand. Have a great day, family. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap, Pastor.